John 1, verses 14 and 17. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
Let my people go.
when it came down to preparing the stuff and thinking about delivering it, I became like Moses. When God asked Moses to lead the people out of Egypt, he says, "I'm not a very good public speaker. Get my brother to do it." Preparing for this talk, I started to get nervous about what I might say, what my family will think, what you all might think of me, and I was unsure I was right for this part. But because I have a supportive family and church family, they gave me room to grow and try something new. I'm like Moses because I have a supportive family. The Bible says that Miriam and Aaron helped him lead the people. His family helped him through the things he didn't think he could do. This is like my supportive family, because they always support me through tough situations. My family is helpful because they encourage me to face my fears of performing in front of other people, and they help me get back up when I fall. I also have a supportive church family that has kept their promise to me at my baptism to love and support me. I have a lot of adults that teach us and guide us at church. For instance, Grandma Stephanie picks me up from school and makes sure I get to club night each Wednesday so my parents can still get their work done. She does not have to do that, but I appreciate her and look forward to seeing her. And she does get very supportive hugs. I feel like Moses because I can be shy when I need to speak up. For example, Mom asked me to talk with my teachers if I wanted to try to improve my grade. I put it off, and when I got the nerve to finally speak to my teacher, it was too late to bring my grade up. I learned that I shouldn't be nervous and just go talk to them next time. There is a sign next to our dining room table that we often read, and it reminds me of the many ways my life is like Moses. We do forgiveness, we do grace, we do real, we do mistakes, we do I'm sorry's, we do wow really well, we do hugs, we do family, we do love. I hope in our church family we can do the same. And thank you to all the veterans.
And helped by playing outside while my mom made dinner. irresponsible when it comes to taking care of younger kids. It turns out that Maria and I were both scared when she first came home. As she gained confidence in our family, I gained confidence as a big sister and a leader. God calls each of us to be a leader in our own way. As you go into this week, look for ways that you can lead, and remember that God